now that you've got your check, do you plan on quitting your job driving this truck?
Truck driver? I ain't no truck driver. I'm a janitor.
Janitor?
That's right, baby. I just bought this truck straight cash. Then I got enough cigarettes to last me and my family for the rest of our lives. I'm rich, bitch!
And welcome back to another edition of the Talented Slackers podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mondo, and to the left of me is...
Hey, wait a minute, man. Wrong podcast.
What?
Wrong podcast. You're on the wrong podcast.
We're not the only...
No, you're not the only one in DFW.
No?
No.
Are you guys proud sons of the DFW?
Yes, we are. We're proud sons of Texas.
Okay, this is Drink Before You Think, right?
Yeah. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Drink Before You Think. I'm your host tonight, Alex, and with me I have...
Hedda.
Jeff.
Alex.
And we do have a special guest today, all the way from Haltom City, Texas, the one and only...
So far.
Armando. Right.
Armando, thank you
from the what podcast are you part of?
The Talented Slackers podcast, which you're a part of
right.
as well.
That's right.
Welcome. That's right.
First official guest.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Official. So thanks for being here.
Didn't y'all have somebody in the background like watching y'all?
We did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We did.
He just sat there and laughed.
He
was being very awkward, but okay. Make sure you follow us on Twitter if you haven't already. It's at DBYT Podcast. Also, visit our site, drinkbeforeyouthink.simplecast.fm. If you listen to this on iTunes, Google, whatever you listen to this,
if you can
leave any kind of feedback, any kind of ratings,
for sure,
whether it's good or bad, we don't care.
Just tell us
if you
think
we suck, tell us we suck. If you think we're great, then
keep listening.
I guess, yeah. So let us know what you think.
Have you got your 5 ratings from iTunes yet?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, we did, because I checked it the other day and happened to come in. I was like, you don't have enough ratings. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Finally went through. I think we got 6 or 7 on there.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice.
Yes.
That
was me and like one other person.
Yeah.
I went to like 6.
It was all of us.
Your
here.
Mom and
yeah.
dad. And
you went
yeah,
to the,
yeah. Hey, mom, just write this real quick.
Yeah. You went to the library and you started logging into all the computers there?
Yeah.
Want to say arigato to Japan.
That's right.
Certain countries.
What the fuck does arigato mean?
Thank you.
Yeah. Is it?
Arigato.
I thought it was some kind of drink or something.
It could be too.
Now they're like, fuck this.
We're muchas bad. Gracias, Japón.
Yeah, we got.
Thanks for the peanuts.
Yeah. Thanks for Kill Bill, Volume 1 and 2.
You don't get that?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
The cacahuates japoneses.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Those are the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Has anybody ever had those?
What?
Okay, so you go to normally you have to go to the Arabian stores to buy them.
Okay.
But they're basically peanuts and they're encased in some kind of hard shell.
Oh, yes.
It's not candy.
Sounds like pistachios.
But no. You eat the shell on these.
Okay.
But it's not, and it's, they're like spicy. And they're called cacahuates japoneses.
Wasabi pistachios.
I don't know.
They're not spicy.
But like you can't go to QT and buy them. You have to go to like the gas stations that sell.
Are they candy or are they
that
nuts?
Have the little like arcade
peanuts, Jeff? They're
gambling
peanuts.
Machines.
Or are you going to like the Mexican?
Approved?
Yeah, how do they probably name it?
Like a Fiesta.
Yeah,
something like that. So. What are you guys drinking today?
That's what it's called. What
yeah.
that's the only way you can think of it.
Are y'all done?
No.
Damn.
Are y'all done?
Damn.
I'm drinking. Okay, well, fine.
Never done.
Jeff, what are you drinking today?
I'm drinking a Shiner Bock.
Oh, nice.
From Shiner, Texas.
Nice.
Where's that?
It's
in Texas.
It's in Shiner.
Do you want to hear my IPA story again? Or
no. No, not at all. All
right.
How about you, Hedda? What are you drinking today?
I'm going on a Miller Lite today.
Now,
keeping it light.
Is that considered
not LIGE?
I know that's not a Texas company.
But the brewery's here.
But they got a big ass brewery, yeah, off of 35.
Yeah.
And they bought Revolver.
Did they?
Or was it Coors that bought Revolver?
No. Oh, it's Miller Coors. It's the name of the Miller Coors are one brand now. Yeah.
So they bought Revolver.
Beer comes from this wonderful place.
So technically, Hedda supporting local because they technically brewer.
Are we supposed to do that? Is that what we're supposed to do?
No. You can drink whatever you want.
Drink whatever you want.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, how about you, Alex? Big Alex.
I am not supporting local for sure.
Okay.
I went way out there. I got some Costa Rican beer, Imperial.
How is that?
It's damn good.
Now, how do you know it's from Costa Rica, though?
Because it says it on the glass.
Oh, I know. It says that, but how do you know the glass is not lying to you?
It could be.
Is there cocaine on the very bottom of it?
Yeah, there was. I already
Wait. Costa Rica. I don't think they do. That's like an island, isn't it?
Sure. It'll work.
That's from Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay.
Cocaine is from Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
How about...
I decided until Texas Breweries sent me beer that I'm not going to support them anymore.
Okay, yeah. Well, that sounds... okay.
Because you never really drink them anyways.
When you're on the podcast, you just... You know.
I just say I am.
You got air quotes I'm drinking this local, air quote, you know, local brewery.
Way to call me out, Dick.
That was pretty...
The beer was True Love. That was pretty messed up.
It was at one point, yeah.
And it really wasn't.
It wasn't.
How about R? We have R Mondo over here. That's the letter R, Mando.
Don't forget the hyphen. That says what else?
What else?
Had a girl on the couch.
What are you drinking today?
I'm drinking vodka and Sprite.
What kind of vodka?
I don't fuck around.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
I think Armando made it.
Yeah, I think he did.
That's a big-ass bottle
of
vodka.
I don't fucking read cursive. It's a fucking...
Well, it says it on the top of the note through there.
I know.
In English.
That's Russian.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I don't read Russian.
But wait. Choppy. You, you're a big fan of Steven Seagal, because you always bring him up on the other podcast we do. And isn't he in Russia?
He's a Russian citizen, yes.
So I figured you would have learned Russian by now.
Yeah,
so you could communicate with him in case you ever ran into him in Russia.
I don't speak about personal politics.
Okay.
No, I'm drinking Chopin.
Chopin.
I like Chopin better.
That's a potato vodka, isn't it?
It is Chopin. A potato vodka.
That's a big ass bottle. My mom.
Is that your preferred choice of vodka? Or no?
I just drink whatever the fuck is on the table.
My mom used to tell me that when she'd go to the store, she was going to go chopping. Yeah. Same thing, right? So she was actually going to the bar to get drunk. Yeah, is that what that was?
But yeah, it's from Frederick Chopin.
Sure.
He died in 1849. He's a young guy.
Oh, okay. That matters.
And then...
I'm just kidding.
That was it's good stuff.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. I've been wanting to have Armando here.
I'm here.
I haven't told him what I was drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Alex hasn't said what he's drinking.
Yeah, I forget. Whatever. I just count to four. Like, we did four people. And
yeah.
I'm used to four.
I'm the host.
I'm new to this.
I'm the host.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm. Take charge, damn it.
Okay, so today I'm drinking... I'm actually going to be drinking two beers tonight. The first one is, once again, the one from the last episodes.
There's only one you
have. Dallas Blonde.
It looks like a Hawaiian punch.
And then I was at Target earlier. And I bought me a six pack of Wild Acre. They're blonde, whatever it is.
Another local brewery.
I just read the can too, and I can't remember.
Yeah, it's I'll see it here in a minute. But it's a blonde as well. Whatever their blonde they call theirs or their light beer, whatever it is. Yeah. I bought that. I don't remember if I liked it or not, but I think that's what I drank last when I was there the one time I've gone. Which they're local as well.
Yes, where I'm actually going to be hosting my birthday.
Now I know. A lot of people may feel indifferent about Target. So, you know, I just happened to be there, so I bought the beer there. So
why do they feel indifferent about it? I don't get
the Target?
Yeah.
Just political stuff. It's not worth talking about.
What does that
mean? They support something that some people don't support, so I don't know if anybody is on that or
not. NRA?
No, it has nothing. This has to do with something else. It's something. It was the flavor of the month at that one time. But it's not around anymore. But
I'm so confused. I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It's politics. It's not important.
Okay.
Well,
what was it? I'm dying to know. What was their politics?
You can Google Target, and I'm sure you'll find a story somewhere.
Yeah, like talks about will not tell us what
I'd rather
talking
hear
about.
Straight from you. I'd rather hear from you.
He knows, but he won't tell us. Look it up.
I feel like he doesn't remember.
No, it's political.
It's
they support. They don't. They don't care. Who uses the restrooms?
You already
if it's a man or a woman.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
most places don't care who uses the restroom.
It's so more what technical. The fuck does that it's mean? More technical than that.
So what do you buy your groceries?
Keep going.
Walmart.
Oh, okay. I want to hear more about this. So,
but this is like an old, this is an old story.
Do they have restrooms for?
They're okay with people that identify themselves as women that are really men to use the women restroom.
It's now you're saying those women are men. They identify as women, but now you're saying they're not.
I'm so confused right now.
Exactly.
I think they are too.
The whole thing here.
Right. So basically unisex bathrooms.
Not unisex. Like they can just use whatever restroom they want.
Okay. Here, let me ask you.
Eventually
something.
We'll
this mic is a little different, so okay. We have to talk.
Let me ask you something.
No, you gotta put it in your mouth or anything like that.
Swallow it. Like a Friday night.
I'm eating it like a clit. anyways. If your daughter Talia
go for it
went into
that's not how you do it.
I haven't had any complaints yet. No, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of bitches out there complaining.
Well, after the podcast, I want to see a demonstration on the mic, not on me, on the mic.
They'll give you feedback. Okay. I know for sure one girl will give feedback saying he doesn't know how to eat shit.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this: if Talia went into the bathroom and there was a guy dressed like a woman. Went in there with her, what would you do?
Well, first of all, she wouldn't be going in there by herself because she's only like 8.
Yeah. What if she's 12?
That's one of those
tough questions.
That's one of those what if. That's like if
I don't have a daughter.
That's like if you said, "What happens if you were walking down the street and cow just jumped over and you wanted a hamburger? Or would you kill the cow to make a hamburger?"
I want
to
know.
Goddamn right. I'm hungry as fuck.
Yeah. I just got a pet cow.
You better have a good steak in there.
Anyways,
cow was in the wrong place.
You know, I tell people I work for the post office, so you know I drive around a lot into houses and neighborhoods, and I also go to the junkyard a lot, you know, because I'm always looking for parts for my car.
This is all in your days off, though, right?
Yeah, this is my days off. Well, no, I don't go to the junkyard while I'm delivering mail. I'm talking about I work at the post office and on
bosses
my free
are
time.
Like, why are you? Yeah. There's like a 2-hour gap here where you were doing.
I just drive through neighborhoods on my days off. Yeah.
Okay, so when I'm delivering mail, when I'm walking around, if I see a lottery ticket on the ground, I'll pick it up to see if it's a winner. Like, and I do that all the time.
Scratch offs.
Yeah, the scratch off tickets. Okay. Yeah, not the actual lottery. Yeah, I'm sorry,
like
scratch off tickets.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, the scratch offs and stuff like that. Or, you know, I've been to the junkyard a couple of times and I'll see lottery tickets in cars as well, scratch offs, and I'll grab those too.
They don't clean those out?
They don't. They leave all the trash in there. They go through them just to see
that
if
sucks.
Some of them are loaded with trash at the junkyards.
And some kind of stains and stuff like
dude,
that.
Dude, some of them, like, one day I got in one and it smelled fucking horrible. And, like, there's this part I wanted. And like I was like, dude, I really want this fucking part. So I had to deal with the nastiness and that.
Oh man,
yeah, it's gross. Yeah, some of these fucking cars are.
You still went for it?
I mean, we all worked at Discount.
You're dedicated.
Y'all remember what it was like to pull in people's cars and how some nasty.
I remember
a Mustang that was full with nothing but trash, like the passenger seat and all the back seat. Yeah. And it wasn't like a little bit trash. Yeah. It was like. They almost just, through the fucking window.
It's like they just threw it in the car instead of throwing it out.
Yeah. Car holders.
So anyway, so like I said, anytime I see a scratch off flying around the ground, I'll pick it up and I'll look at it just to see if it's a winner. And I've won maybe $5 in the whole time I've ever done that. I won a $10.
Well, somebody else won it and they lost it and you stole it.
No. How many times have you scratched a lottery ticket and you think you don't win and then you go back and take like another third or fourth look at it and you're like, oh shit, I did win.
Right.
Has that ever happened to y'all?
I would get it the first time. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we all
I understand lottery tickets. If I'm going to play something, I'm going to understand how it works. I'm just going to fucking throw the shit away.
Yeah, whatever.
Or you forget you have it.
Yeah. The people that are buying it are just like whacked out of their minds and just like, I don't know.
They don't care for $1 or $2.
Yeah. That too. So here's the question. You know, this got me thinking, you know, if I were to win the lottery, would I change or would I be the same person?
You'd change.
You know?
Oh, and well, there goes.
Let's
wrap
it.
Up this
that,
episode.
That's
so that's the question, that's what I want to talk about today is, you know, the lottery, winning. What's the most you've won? And if, let's say, you hit it big,
what would you do?
What do you think you would do? I mean, do you have ever thought? I fantasize about winning the lottery all the damn time.
So do I.
I mean, it's not. I mean, I'd be like, dude, man, if I won, dude, I would take care of everybody.
Yeah.
And like, you don't want to do that because then you'll go broke. But like, can help. You know, you don't have to give somebody $100,000. You can give somebody, you know, $5,000 or $1,000.
Yeah.
Or even $100.
But it's funny we were talking about this. You remember years ago, me, you, and Hedda.
And Jeff.
I don't think he was there.
No, I don't think it was Hedda. I thought it was me, you, and Jeff made that pack.
It was me, you, and Hedda that made the pack.
I thought you were part of that.
I don't. Yeah. I would remember this.
We were at a wing place.
No, we were at Hooters.
No, it was similar to Hooters. Anyways.
I still remember that.
We made a pack
this was a long time ago.
If one of us won the lottery,
we would take care of the other ones.
I still remember that.
I'm glad that y'all remember this because I had no fucking.
You don't remember
that? Yeah, I don't.
That. I remember
this
that.
This is awesome. Okay.
Had I been included, which apparently I wasn't.
I thought it was Jeff.
No, it was me, you, and Hedda.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Have y'all played lottery since then?
Yes. I bought some tonight. Powerball is like close to 400.
So this pack is still on. So if you win, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe. I don't know.
So I'm out.
Bringing that up.
Wait.
I don't know. You pissed me off on the last episode.
It's been recorded. We have a pack. It's recorded. So
you're liable now.
Yeah.
Wait. So I can sue your ass. Since I'm not in that pack, do I not get taken care of?
Well, we'll find out.
No, because we can buy. Whoa. You know how many MacBooks we can buy? We won't need you anymore.
Yeah. No, that is an awesome. That's, you know.
I mean, so you know. The most I've ever won is probably, I think, $20. I've never hit anything over 20.
No three digit number.
Never, never. And you know, but I don't like buying like the $20 lottery tickets or the $50 tickets. I always buy like the $1 or $2 ones. And like I see people all the time. Like,
wait, but are you talking about scratch offs or
scratch offs? I do scratch offs. I do scratch offs more than I do actual lottery.
I don't know.
I see people all the time posting on Facebook like they'll buy a $20 one and they win like $500.
Yeah, but you don't know how many tickets they bought before
that's true.
Whatever, you know, so you can't fucking go off of that.
Well, they say the rule of thumb, if you're going to buy a scratch off,
you buy the same ones.
Or you buy two or three in a row.
Yeah.
You don't just buy one.
Yeah.
You buy two or three in a row.
And you don't buy one in a, like, you don't buy one of each. You're supposed to buy like all the same ones.
I don't really do scratch off.
I like scratch offs better.
I'll do Powerball or Mega
Millions. Why do you like them better? Maybe because your odds are better?
No, I just scratching them off just as thrill, winner.
Instant winner, maybe?
It's you know if you win or lose right away. You don't have to wait until the lottery goes along.
The thrill of putting your coin to that paper and scratching away.
Yeah. Well, I use my dick to scratch
Making a big-ass mess.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense, does it?
You have a lot of
talent. Are you doing this in the junkyard, too? Just over there? In the, like, they're like in a car. They see you just...
Let's just say...
It's cool. I'm just scratching lottery tickets.
This guy again. The fucking post... The mailman again.
Hey, get the scratching fuck out of
his day off.
I just want to say...
On his break or whatever.
I've been banned from a lot of junkyards. I've been having to drive further and further away from Fort Worth. And it's starting to cost me more than what it's worth.
They have a picture of your face like at every junkyard like they had in the post office back in the day of like criminals and shit.
Apparently there's a network of junkyards and the word gets along really quick.
It's a picture of his face holding a lottery ticket.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, so I mean if we were to win like play the big lottery or whatever, win a life
not a scratch off, right?
No, yeah, okay,
yeah. So yeah, it'd have to be
Powerball. Like the Powerball, Mega Million, something like that. This the big state lottery. You win a life changing amount.
You know, so 100 millions.
That's what I'm talking about.
Millions,
like
whatever.
If you hit the big
something
one.
Life changing, it's gonna change your fucking life,
right?
So what would be the first steps that you would take though? You know, like what would be the first things that you would?
I think the first thing you do is you're supposed to get the first thing I would do if I hit it big.
Are we talking about like after? Yes, we know we need to hire like a tax attorney and shit like that.
Okay, so we're talking about
spending money.
So we're not talking
tax attorney.
You've got all the help you're supposed to get.
You've got all the paperwork shit dealt with.
The first thing I'd buy is a house.
No, wait. You skipped the whole thing. No.
Yeah.
I'm asking like, okay, you find out that you hit every single number.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with this ticket?
I think I would go to sleep with it like, in my hand or in my pocket.
No, could you sleep though?
Huh? I don't think I could.
Yeah, fuck no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able
I'd
to.
I'd be pretty.
I would fold it up.
I'd go buy a safe.
Stick it in my ass.
I'd have a safe. Well, I'd buy a safe.
I have a real quick question. Okay, so.
It would have my DNA on it. If I were to lose it, test that fucking ticket, my DNA, my ass DNA.
Damn.
That's how you know it's mine.
Well, okay.
If I lost it.
Right now there's like, I don't know if the state of Texas has this, but like, I don't know if you can't claim it and not have your identity, you know.
Yeah, Texas isn't one of those.
They're not one of those.
You have to be Like, they have to, you can't be anonymous.
You can, okay, so they're going to share who you are.
Yes.
You know,
yeah. So they can, anybody can look you up on Google and find out.
Lottery
would you,
experts
I mean,
over
how,
here.
What would you do? Would you take the steps to make sure that, like, you lessen that, or would you not care?
But how could you, though? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, well, so people, because sometimes they just do, like, they're going to do the initial article, but they don't usually follow up on it. You know what I mean? Like, well, unless,
it's funny you say that. There's a lady who claimed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I, that's made me think of this. Yes.
She's, like, fighting with a lawyer to, like, keep herself anonymous.
Yeah.
But
physically fighting.
Yes.
I think
fist to fist.
I would definitely have to move to an area where my money wouldn't make anybody care about me.
South Lake?
Yeah, so somewhere I mean, no, but seriously. I wouldn't be able to stay here in Haldim City.
Oh yeah, they, I always read they're like change everything, change your number, move, yeah, all that. Like, I mean, that's after you've
facial
claimed it, signed, you know, you've signed the thing, gone in there, gone to the
But going back to what Hera said, like, as soon as you win and you know, do you tell somebody or do you keep it to yourself?
I keep it to myself, yeah, until the money's in the bank.
I say, yeah, same way. And I'll probably do it for at least, I would do it at least for 6 months, hopefully a year. Not because
I'm not telling anybody.
You would hold on to it? Or
no, I wouldn't tell anybody. I would try to keep
as
it.
Far
you
as
would
cash it in.
Yeah, just because, not because I don't want to help or, you know, don't want to give money.
That's why you're not in our pact.
That's why.
That's what I was going to say. So I was going to say, when you guys are doing that pack, I was going to have my fingers crossed behind my back like, yeah, guys, I gotcha.
They were like, hey, Jeff, we're recording another episode. Oh, guys, I can't make it. Yeah. Jeff, that's like 3 months in a row. What's going on?
You know what I would do? I would.
Here's this robot
I would
that
ship
I bought.
You, I would just mail you.
To explain why.
I would ship you a MacBook so you could be like, here, you know, I'm going to help you guys out. And then I would
even. You know what?
And
Jeff wouldn't ship us a new one. He'd ship us a used one. He'd be like, here you go, guys. Broken. Just use my old MacBook. Y'all can use this one.
I'm real busy. I couldn't come by, so I just shipped it to you.
I shipped you. And no, actually, he wouldn't.
And here's a card.
No, Jeff wouldn't ship it. He'd send it COD.
Yeah. Yeah, make you pay. No, but I would at least give you that. And then as you opened up, the desktop would be me laying in a bed, like, full of money. Like, that way you could be like, what is he doing? Like, and I would be naked. So you
have to, I'd be okay with that.
Would you show them your dong, though?
Like, I don't know. I might have some money covering up my
private.
Touch
like Tupac, right?
Like
that picture of Tupac where that wasn't money. Was that money? I don't know.
I think it was.
He'd be touching his nose. Or was he in the bathtub or something?
I would show my shit.
And yeah, of course, yeah.
Hey, look, he's fucking small. Yeah, I got more money than you, though, bitch.
I would pay to have it look
bigger. I can't see Mondo's dick.
Pay to Photoshop or actually enlarge?
No.
Okay,
well, both. Both now. Yeah, I got enough money. I can do anything.
You'd ask me
why not?
Money, right?
Yeah.
You'd ask me to pay for the... I'm fucking drunk, dude. I'm sorry. I'm fucking feeling...
Are you already there?
I'm fucking there now.
That was great.
Armando is there.
Armando, let's...
No, hold on. But I would pay to get, like, a second one.
A second what?
Second dick.
Oh. Can you do that?
Yeah, why not? You have all the money.
Are you needing it for a threesome or something? Like,
no, just to play.
There is a guy that has two dicks.
Was
and they're
Reddit.
Fully functional.
Yeah.
And they're both, like, big. Like,
would you seek out that guy for advice?
My one dick can't even beat both of his.
Well, I wouldn't want a small one.
I am, too.
Go against him.
And like you said, they both work.
Damn.
He can do, like, DADB or whatever he wants.
It says one. No, I'm
what does that mean? DADB. He can either do DA or DB.
One.
Or
they don't
double anal, double vaginal, or DADB.
The shocker. They,
there you go. Oh, what? No. What? I don't understand this.
You know, he, like, because he has two penises, so he can do double vaginal
both,
or he can do
both in the same
hole. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or one in each.
Is it like the shocker?
Okay.
The shocker.
Gotcha.
Pretty well, no, because it'd be one in the pink, one in the stink. So no, it wouldn't be like the shocker.
Well, you could do it if you're with a girl, with one girl. You can put one in the stink. And
by the way, I'm getting so turned on right now. I love the way I love where this is going.
Do you want to add this to your bucket list?
Yes.
You want to have two penises? Yeah.
I'm gonna add this to my lottery bucket list. If I win the lottery, this is exactly what I'm going
for.
There you
go. That's a good bucket list.
All right, so Mondo, let's say
go four dicks.
You hit it big. What would you do?
Go big.
I'd be fucking paranoid as fuck.
Would you?
I would.
Do what?
Why would you be paranoid?
As I know, people in my family would come find me and ask me for money.
What would you tell them?
We're already such good friends, Mondo.
Well, I... actually, tell you,
Jeff,
truth.
I think he would pay somebody to assassinate you, so he would be the only movie buff.
Just make it quick.
Let's put this out on the table. Jeff, these guys always like to tell me that you know more about movies than I do.
He does.
And you know,
okay, and that would be the only reason I'd assassinate you. I'd be like, well,
I'll tell you,
one.
I'll tell you right now, it's not true. He's like, please don't kill me.
No. It's all good. It's all good though, but it's just,
you know, that's them fucking with you, right? Like,
yeah, yeah, I know. Okay. But like, you well, guys. I think are more family than the family I got.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, there's
you.
Some family out there that I do love. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it's just, I'm rubbing his hand on my back. No, but it's just like, I'd be paranoid as fuck.
Just because you, the people that would be coming out. But so what would you do with the money?
I wouldn't tell anybody I got rich.
But okay, but what would you do in your own personal space?
I would put it in my bank account because I'm a banker.
Yeah.
And I put it in my bank account and do shit with it, and then I wouldn't tell anybody. I just live my life regular life.
So would you quit your job?
I'd slap my fucking boss in the face with the fucking money.
Wait, okay. So you'd keep working there.
My current boss, this other boss.
Okay.
I'd slap him in
like
the
with like
face.
Like a stack of like $100 bills
a stack
or something, and
just be like, "Fuck you."
Wait. But because I wasn't paying attention earlier. So are y'all saying that if we win the lottery here in Texas, that you can do it anonymously? Like,
no, you can't.
No, you
not
can't.
In Texas.
There are some people would know. Anonymous.
Yes.
I swear I read that was a thing you could do here, but I don't
know. No, there are some states that they allow you to be anonymous, but
so Texas
not
ain't anonymous?
No.
Texas, yeah. Okay.
So then I take it back.
I totally wasn't listening to that part. Yeah.
I wouldn't hit my boss in the face.
Yeah.
But I'd be a rock star.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck yeah. I'm a fucking millionaire.
But at the same time, like, how often do you guys actually go searching for people who have actually won the lottery?
That's true too.
So it's not going to be maybe people that you know searching. It's more the strangers, like, who want the donations, who want. Just,
you're going to get that because
yes,
of the, you know,
yeah,
the
because
non-aminent. I can't say you're not anonymous. So
of course.
So Mondo, you would quit your job.
I'd quit my fucking job.
Okay. Would it be like
buy a house, car? What would you blow it on?
First, I'd take care of the family. Of course, the immediate family.
Wait. You know. Speaking of blowing, who would you pay to blow you?
Well, that's not looked at in a nice light nowadays because of the whole Me Too movement.
No, you got money. That's fine.
As long as you're not,
you can buy your way out of anything.
That's Mondo talk, not our Mondo talk.
Yeah.
I want to hear our Mondo talk.
I'd fucking go to Kim Kardashian and be like,
I was expecting.
Yeah.
Honestly,
she's got Kanye
that's
money.
That's a big
no, she's got Kardashian money. Fuck Kanye money.
Yeah, yeah.
I seriously.
Kardashian money is more than Kanye money.
So
I seriously thought you were going to say Sylvester Stallone.
Hey man, what me and Sly have together,
that would have been
that's personal,
been the perfect
man.
Answer for you.
That's I love Sly.
But
love
you
Sly.
Wouldn't like okay. So you're big into movies. You would try to make movies or do anything in that.
I'd get my homie from Oakland and fly him right over here.
And who is your homie? Let's go and give him a shout out too while we're on this podcast.
His name is Andrew from the Not Angry podcast.
Yes.
I'd bring him over here.
If you, definitely.
First class.
If y'all want any parental
coach.
Advice.
Southwest.
If you want any parental. Real quick, guys.
If you want any parental advice, be sure to
hit us on Twitter at @TypeAndrew.
Yes.
And we'll answer any parental advice you need.
Is this another podcast?
Please say that right.
Yeah.
It's bothering the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Parental.
I just butchered it.
Because this guy.
Parental.
This guy makes movies too.
Okay.
And I'd be like, man, come to Texas, make some movies over here in the fucking, it's a great big ass state. He lives in the Bay by the Bay Area. And so I'd bring him over and be like, here's fucking $100,000. Do whatever the fuck you want with it.
He still doesn't know more movies than Jeffy.
What's that?
I said he still doesn't know more movies than Jeffy.
How about you, Alex? Big Alex. What would you do if you won? Would you quit your job?
I thought about it. I think for me, I'm different as far like everybody sitting at the table's got kids. I don't have kids.
You're right.
So I'm single. I don't have kids. I'd quit. I'd pay my debt off, and I'd pay my family's debt off. And then I'd probably disappear for a year. Like, I'd go travel the whole country.
By yourself, or would you take somebody? You have the money.
It just depends.
Would you take your phone?
No, you don't take anybody. I'd do a solo trip.
I'd do a solo trip.
By yourself?
Yeah.
You wouldn't take your former roommate, your bunk bed buddy?
Fuck no. No. I'd take Brett.
That's why I didn't.
Is
it Brent or Brett?
It's Brett.
Oh, real quick. Quick shout out.
That's why I didn't make a pack to you.
Well, Brent or Brett?
Pack with you.
Who's Brett, by the way?
Brett.
All right, Brett. Hey,
you guys keep talking about him. Who's Brett?
Hold on a second. We're going to shout him out real quick.
My buddy Brett.
I want to thank you for letting us use the mixer that we're not using right now because we didn't know how to work it.
I couldn't figure it out.
I tried. I think we know what the problem was, but.
And it wasn't the mixer.
We spent an hour and a half messing with the sound, so we gave up. So when you get a chance, stop by and teach me your ways.
Yes.
Please.
Second set.
Because that thing was way too technical for us.
He was sweating and shit. Like he can. Yeah, he took his hat off.
Dude, I was the nervous mess. Yeah, it was bad.
But thank you. Who is Brett?
Brett, he's a buddy of mine that I do Camp Gladiator with him, which is our workout group in the mornings. Good buddy of mine.
You got to explain to him why we call him two different names so he doesn't take offense.
I think Hedda was the one who came up calling him Brent, right?
And it turned as a joke, and then we just went with it.
It went from me like, hey, I got a buddy Brent, and he's cool shit, and then head I was like, fuck Brent. It's like, that's not his name. It's like, fuck Brent anyway.
So what else would you do?
I don't remember that.
He's cool shit. No, I like cars.
Yeah.
So I would probably definitely.
The movie or the.
Yes, the movie too. Okay. Yeah.
You would buy the Blu-ray
digital version.
Hey, would you be like Mondo and you would buy like the VHS, the digital copy, the Blu-ray, the DVD,
and the bootleg?
The bootleg.
You gotta get the bootleg too.
The special edition, the box set.
Would you get a bed that's like the car?
Yes.
Like,
yes, I would.
Would you put rims on it?
Yes, I would. I put a gas tank on it.
Some spinners?
Well, what car would you buy? What's your favorite? What was the car? What car do you want that you know you will never have that you would buy if you won the lottery?
Probably a 32 Deuce Coupe.
I don't know what that is.
I don't even know. Yeah, don't know what that is.
Can you describe it?
Can you draw it?
Can you draw it?
I knew it was a hot rod. Yeah. I figured that much.
It's a 32 Ford.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Still don't know what that means.
Or a 65 F-100.
It's a Deuce. I thought you said my
F-100. F-100.
Yeah. Is that the... Yeah. Okay, so
we're talking trucks, though, right?
Yeah. Wait, so that's the thing. Like, I like cars. There's so many cars I like. I'd like... Yes, there you go. That's it. Like an American graffiti car.
So, but the F-100, is that the Ford that's a straight, like it's completely straight? Because I know there's this Ford.
That's bisexual.
Maybe I'm wrong, but there's this truck out there that's a short, wide truck. And there's, you know how normally the cab is divided?
You're talking about the unibody.
And it's all one piece.
Is that
a Ford?
Excuse me, I'm burping. Yeah, it's a Ford. That's 61 through 63.
And those are really rare too, aren't they?
Yeah, but I don't like the unibodies. I prefer just
cool,
like...
Cool car talk. Don't give a shit.
Of course.
Keep going.
Anything else you want to do?
I don't know, dude. I'd definitely buy a big-ass fucking house. I'd probably open my own business, like a bar or something.
Yeah.
And that's what I would do.
That'd be good.
Somewhere... I'd probably either live in Austin... Or I'd live here.
There's so many people.
I'd have real estate everywhere, I think.
That's smart. Real estate is smart.
I'm questioning all your made-up decisions.
Yeah, no shit. My hypothetical lottery wins.
Yeah. Like, are you sure that's a good idea?
No. How about
you,
Jeff?
You want to do that?
You're the widest guy here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to do the widest thing here, too. I was going to go get a financial lawyer, not a tax attorney.
But we already talked about that.
No.
That's the things everybody would do first. We're talking about what would you spend your money on.
Well, I want to backtrack.
Hedge funds?
Go ahead.
No, but I mean, do that. Get that. As far as how I would spend the money, like, yes, I would help out family and friends, but I would set things up in trust because then you don't really, like, you can't.
That's smart.
You have to be fucking.
That's right, dude.
You can't be just
that's
yourself.
As I would use my financial attorney, I would set that up so that there's all these, you know, legal things with it, but it can't come back to
but
you.
Could make us run an obstacle course.
Could you trust that attorney?
Hey, you know what?
That's a good question. Now, I would be, I would think I would go back to school and actually learn some of the shit. Exactly. Not all of it, but all, I mean.
No, you wouldn't.
But
if you had enough money, why the fuck would you go to school?
There would be some I would have to be like, you know what? I'm going to lose some money somewhere. I'm not going to sweat
it. I don't believe it.
Of course,
but I would like to know a little bit, getting fucked over every day.
This is head-on question. You have enough decisions.
You have enough money to pay somebody to know whatever the fuck.
Yeah, but they're not doing it in your best interest always. Like,
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're not going to go to school.
I want to make sure that I can. Yeah, of course.
Fucking head-on.
At least you know what he's talking about.
He's going to question everything you're going to do with this fake money.
Yeah. Sure, you want to buy that house?
No, Jeff brings up a good point because, okay, so if you were to give somebody a lot of money, Let's say
I think it's more of a thing too. Like they're gonna keep asking for
But let's say you gave them a lot of money, and let's say they ruined their life,
immediate family,
or they did something stupid because you gave them so much money. They could come back and try to sue you for more money because
you fucked your life.
Exactly.
Financial trusts put in, like, you can put in stipulations. Like, okay, I'm gonna give you this. Contracts, like, say, let's, like, yeah, like I have, like I have a couple nieces. I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna give you money for college. But you have to, you know, you have to meet these certain requirements, whether it's, you know, age or whatever. You know, same thing with any other family member or a friend or whatever.
Receipts.
That's so wide of you.
Yes.
Would you?
But also, so I wouldn't. But I wouldn't quit. Like I wouldn't quit my job right away. Like I would. I would try to stick it out for 6 months.
Can you hold on one second.
That's why. That's
the thing. Can y'all hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Will you stop fucking interrupting everybody?
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
Yes. No.
I'm gonna turn your fucking mic off.
As much as you gave us shit, me and little Alex shit.
So now you know how I feel. Now you know how me and Alex feels.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But had I actually
thank you. We knew already.
You're welcome.
So anyways, Jeff, continue.
Yeah, so anyways, I wouldn't quit. I would try to hold off as long as possible. Because if I can't remain anonymous, then I'm going to try to just suppress it as much as I can.
But you are, I don't want to interrupt, but you're right about as far as the 6 months thing. They always say that you want to hold your job.
Yeah, I mean, I would make sure I'm getting the money's coming.
Why though? I don't understand why.
Like, I mean, well, first off, I don't hate my job outright, so I wouldn't, you know, like I felt, I know people who have, you know, like they have jobs like that, and they're just like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here as soon as I can. I don't, Manu sounded like it when he went to slap his boss in the face.
I like my job, don't get me wrong. We got personal differences.
Right. But I mean, like, there's been people who are playing the lottery all the time, and they're just like, they can't wait to get the fuck out of there. And I would just try to, I would try to make it look like nothing's happened, basically.
Okay.
Because it's not like I don't want to be helpful and giving, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to try to take advantage of that. They're like, oh, you want some money? Well, it's a little bit for me, you know, like, even if you don't really know them that well.
You want to be as anonymous as you can.
That's why I would think like that. But after, so let's say all that, like you say, what I'm going to spend it on? Well, probably, of course, travel. But, I mean, I think I would like to do my hobbies. Movies would probably be one of them. Like, Mon was talking about that. Yeah.
Whose movies would be better?
Jeffy's.
I wouldn't want to necessarily make movies. Maybe I would would you like to direct?
I feel like you should give him some money. I don't know. And then
maybe I would
challenge and like who can make a better movie? Or
maybe I would. Like I would. Like, hey, I'll give you $100,000. Yeah. Maybe I would. Cool. Because cool. I have so much fucking money.
Yeah. I spent $50 on Bobo.
Hey, he made like he's already
which was
made,
great by the way.
He's already got a leg up on me. So it's like let's say. That is the case. Yeah, yeah, I'll probably do something like that. But I mean, I would actually try to do a lot of good, like as much as I can without like because like I said, people taking advantage of charities. Yeah, and stuff. But as far as like things for myself, like I don't know,
a Mac.
Yeah, I'll get a MacBook Pro instead of a MacBook.
He'd get Steve Jobs' soul implanted in him.
No, that's.
That's a little dark, dude.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I don't know what that means.
What else would you do?
Whatever.
I don't know.
You know? Okay.
I've got nothing else as far as what I would buy right now. So.
How about a trip?
If you won, what would you do?
No, what?
Okay, so if I won, first of all, I'm playing the lottery for myself, so I'm going to be selfish as fuck.
Which is your norm?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no one's surprised.
That's normal head on.
Remember, you're in a pact.
I think I would just...
But don't forget you're in a pact.
Yeah, don't forget you're in a pact.
Between us three.
No, I don't remember about the pact, so it doesn't...
You said earlier it was void.
It only applies to them.
You said it's recorded.
You got obligations.
It's just void. Nah, it's fine. Whatever. I'll split you some... I'll throw some bones at you.
Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate that.
So... Yeah, hey, you weren't in the pack, so you were invited on this podcast. That's about it. Yeah. That was about it.
I appreciate
that. I'm gonna be selfish as fuck.
I'm gonna be selfish as fuck. I'm playing the lottery, so I don't have to work. So I'm not gonna be doing the 6 month. I don't know what that's about, but yeah,
there's a reason for it.
Doesn't matter.
It's to
doesn't
keep
matter.
The status quo. That's why I said that. You said you don't know what's about. I'm telling you.
Keep enough money.
You said you didn't know what's about. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna keep enough money for me. I'm gonna. Okay, so I won't be that selfish. I'm going to give some away to whatever, charity or some shit. I don't know. Enough to where...
Charity.
To let people know that I'm giving money away...
For good?
So I have just enough for me. to live the rest of my life.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Wait, what charity though?
Like, you're not trying to be greedy.
I don't care. Like, a like, charity. I don't
kids know. With like
sure.
Kids with up faces.
Chicks with Nestle dicks? Crunch face. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I just made something up.
The Nestle but, Crunch one.
The Nestle Crunch neck. The you know. The,
just stop.
Razor bump. The Nestle Crunch.
Anyway, that's
your that's your issue.
I'm gonna create a new. I'll create a new charity. There that's what
go.
It is.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll create a new charity.
How to be a dick.
Sure. Whatever.
The broke filmmaker's fund.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Appreciate it.
That's even better. Yeah. I'll create a bunch of new charities that don't make any fucking sense, but I'll, you know, I'll let people, I'll let it be known that I'm giving this money away.
So are you going to brag about donating money as well, or are you just going to do it?
Sure. Why not? Okay. Yeah.
It sounds like you.
Yeah.
So you give enough money to like
yeah.
you can live. So
yeah.
Then what do you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, for me.
The tax benefits.
So then what do you do?
And I have a daughter that she's going to benefit from that.
Right.
What am I going to do? I'm going to be lazy as fuck. I'm going to, well, I don't know, maybe I'm work out or I don't know. Do travel? Fuck, I don't know.
It sounds like what you do now.
I may do drugs. I may fucking
what kind of
drink.
Drugs?
I don't know.
What kind of drugs?
Anything. Why not? Experiment. If I have enough money, I can... I would overdose on heroin and then pay a doctor.
That's the
to be
that's a huge risk
to be next to the bed. Heroin you know, while I'm, hey, I'm gonna overdose real quick. Make sure I don't die. Here's this money or something. You know,
I think I want to join head on that one.
Like, why not? Know. You know, you got all this money.
I don't know if I do.
I don't
if I have all
do
the
some
money,
crazy shit.
I mean, you know, I don't have an addictive personality. So I think I would be with head on that one right there.
Yeah, just do something crazy.
Do
something
different.
Do something different.
The Walter White crack.
You got all the fucking money.
Would you get the Walter White crack?
The Walter White crack. The meth.
Yes.
That's a little too hardcore.
That's a bit much. Yeah,
I would be.
That's fictional.
Yeah.
What else would you do, Hedda?
What else would I do? I don't know.
What about? Would you buy like the Squatty Potty, like the company?
No, no.
Squatty Potty?
I mean, I would invest in... Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Would you try to further fund development of poop products? Like, better poop?
No, because if I kept enough money for me to not have to work for the rest of my life, then why would I invest in shit? I don't know. Why would
I
care?
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like, as a, like, you want to see a further development of something. Like Howard Hughes.
No, I'll die.
All he did was he knew he lost.
I'll be dead.
He
by
furthered aviation, no. But he lost a bunch of money. He didn't care. He just wanted to. No.
Yeah, you want your name to live on.
Nah. Right.
Or your money.
I'll be dead. Why would
you
I call
it the Hera potty?
Why would I care?
Your daughter and her and your grandkids.
So let's all hope
she's cool. Whatever. Yeah, I'll throw her some money. Like whatever she wants to do with it, that's her decision. Why the fuck would I care?
You don't care about your future genitals, right?
Not myself. Why?
What's wrong?
Who burped? Was that me?
I you just did.
Oh my God, that was me. Jennifer. What else would you do? Are you done?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
I can't think right now.
I would.
There's too much stuff going on.
I would definitely, just to go back, I would definitely take all my friends and boys to Vegas. Yeah. Did you hear me?
You take all us to Vegas?
Yes.
I'd go.
And I'd pay for the whole thing.
You know, okay.
Well, I would expect that.
Would I go?
Yeah. I'd make Mondo pay.
Yeah.
But I didn't win the lottery though.
So
still make you pay.
I've thought about this a lot of times. Like if I were to win, what would I do? And like, I would like to think that I would keep my job, like Jeff said, for 6 months. But
I think it'd probably be half the time.
When you know you have that much money and it's you know hard. You don't have to work anymore. I think the slightest thing would be like, would piss me off, and I'd be like, you know what?
Ow.
I'd go up to everybody, and I'd be like, you know what, guys? Fuck y'all. No, I wouldn't say fuck y'all, because I like who I work with.
Yeah.
I'd be like, fuck this place. $1,000. $1,000. $1,000. $1,000.
That's it?
$1,000.
Just a thousand?
Yeah. I don't owe them that damn thing.
But they're your coworkers, and you like them. You just said you like them.
I do like them, but
they,
I don't... Do
they
I don't,
listen? Do you listen?
You think no, they don't listen? Ungrateful nobody $1,000?
Well, fuck them all.
Dude, so I would be like... I'd walk in, and it'd be like... It would probably be like the busiest day. It'd be like after a holiday. It'd be the busiest day of the week. It'd be...
And
fucking, we'd have
quit.
So much work.
That's when you would walk out.
And I'd be like... I don't want to get off. I don't want to work 10 hours a day. I want to go home and I want to go spend some money. So I'd be like, hey, guys, fuck this place. And I'd walk around and give everybody 100, $1,000 and be like, sorry, but here you go. Here's the compensation for my bullshit. And, hey, it was nice working with y'all guys, but I'm out. And I don't see myself sticking with working when you know you don't have to.
Right. Yep.
It'd be super hard because, you know, I'm not, no, there's nothing wrong with where I work. It pays the bills.
I'm not saying,
okay, wait.
But it's not.
I call bullshit because you're a workaholic.
Because I have a family support.
Okay.
No, I call bullshit.
I love to work because I have a family support.
But you might transfer that to something like, okay, I'm going to work on my house.
I have five people that are relying on me.
Yeah, but you work at home.
You just want a life changing amount. Why the fuck would you like continue to work?
I would say I would try to. But I would say the smallest thing would set me off.
You would wake up in the morning and you would be like, fuck this.
That's what I'm saying.
A kajillion dollars.
Did you not hear what I just said? I said I would like to think that I could stay at work, but I know knowing me that I have all this money, the smallest thing would set me off and say, you know what? Fuck this.
No, but you're talking about you're already at work. That's what I'm getting at, you're at work already.
He's trying to stick it out for the 6 months. So let's just say that's like that's the cap.
Because you gotta think about it.
That does not make any sense.
So, if you won
the lottery like tonight, you would not go to work on Monday.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call. I wouldn't even say shit.
He would buy an advertisement and like have a commercial about him winning.
What if you go broke?
That's my fault.
So I have a life. The only thing that concerns the thing that concerns me about still working is medical benefits. Yes, you win the lottery and you have a shitload of money.
it's so frustrating to hear. I know,
because you can just pay for that shit just outright.
No, but he doesn't have that mentality yet. Fuck? He's stuck at work. He's trying to wait it out because he knows like he doesn't want to give off that he's got money.
Yeah, exactly.
You on the other hand are gonna advertise it.
I'm saying, but I admit it. I said the smallest thing would set me off and I'd walk out of that place.
The smallest thing would be you waking up in the morning and being like, yeah, no, done. That's it. No, why show up? Why call? Why do anything?
Okay, so are you part of
medical insurance? Who gives a shit? I have enough money to pay for this or that. Or who gives a fuck?
Did you answer the part where you like you would want to keep it anonymous? Like you wouldn't want people to know?
I think Harris wants to advertise.
I wouldn't try to keep it anonymous. I'd just be like, who cares?
Nobody knows.
You say that now.
One.
Well, because like the reason I asked is like if you don't show up on Monday, like why the fuck did he just quit like out of nowhere?
Yeah,
why is he not working?
Yeah,
no, people would ask questions.
People would ask.
Yeah, that's fine.
Get around.
Yeah, they're gonna find out anyways.
Right.
I would.
If you try to keep it anonymous, they're gonna find out anyways.
Mm-hmm. So after I quit my job, sleeping on it, like his head, I would say, I would do some serious traveling. I would do like every time the kids were out of school,
I go to East Texas.
It might be even the point where I'd buy like a go to Kermit.
Yeah,
that's in West Texas. I said East Texas.
Whatever. Right. I was in East Texas.
Hopefully, somebody from Kermit's listening.
The joke is it's not far.
Where's Friday Night Lights at?
That's
is that West
Odessa?
That's where I got that shirt from.
Mojo.
Yeah. So I would do some serious traveling. I think it'd be to the point where it'd be instant traveling, and I would like buy like I would hire a tutor.
Would you get a
so the more? Kids? Well, because I'd
would
have
you
to
get a private
kids.
Jet.
No, hell no.
No,
that's I got no. No, that's
you got a,
that's
shit ton of money. But
that's stupid spending right there. Okay. I'd fly first class on American Airlines.
Yes.
Okay.
With the kids,
I'd get a jet.
That's stupid spending right there.
I'd get a submarine.
Yeah, no shit. I'd buy me a fucking battleship. I'd fucking go bomb somebody.
North Korea.
But why not?
But so because
you have the money.
I that would be pointless.
You know, you would still be smart with your money.
I mean, you got to be smart to a certain point. You can't just start being like football players and spending all stupid
just
shit.
Go for it.
So I would instant traveling. I would hire a teacher. Some kind of homeschool teacher to educate all four of my kids.
So we could
travel because I've missed out. I got a hot female.
Armando's laughing. Yeah. He can't stop laughing.
Whatever.
But football players. I don't know what you meant.
I don't know what he meant. What he's meaning.
I know what you meant. Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh my god,
Armando's having a good time with us.
What is going on? What do you think? Speak your mind. What are you talking about?
We're not going to talk.
What
about
are you
that.
Laughing about?
We're going to turn your mic off.
We're going to talk about.
No. This is the views and
expressions. Speak on it. I like where this is going.
Speak on it.
Let's hear it.
The views and expressions of Armando do not reflect those of Talented Slackers or Drink Before You Think podcast. No,
I do not give a shit.
No. I want to hear what he says.
This is not Talented Slackers.
There's no
go for it.
There's no pack for it.
Yeah. So anyway, so instant traveling. I would do
Manda, what's your most awkward jack off story?
I would
I've got one too, but I'll let Alex
finish first.
Alex is gonna do serious traveling instead of just regular traveling.
Yeah. It'd be like a whole like Alex said he would disappear for a year. I think we would spend a year just traveling.
Gone.
Going everywhere we have always wanted
how?
To be. And then I would come back home. Of course, I couldn't live where I'm at. I'd buy a nice house.
Like how what?
A magician or what?
But would you have disappear house the whole time?
I don't understand how you disappear.
Not disappear like.
You gotta wait until.
Would you have someone stay at your house the whole time?
I don't know if I. I think I wouldn't care because I wouldn't have bought a house yet.
Where would you have a house?
I think I would do my traveling
like
first.
This house.
Yeah, I think I would like. I would have somebody stay here, but I wouldn't care if anything happened to it. Yeah, because it's haunted.
It's haunted.
Yeah.
This house is haunted?
Well, yes, I stayed one night, and I fucking heard fucking footsteps in here, and I fucking just took off.
Yeah.
That was Alex drunk walking to the restroom.
I would definitely invest in real estate.
Multiple houses.
Not so much houses.
multiple planes.
Because of the knowledge that my wife has now, I would probably invest in apartment complexes.
Okay.
And buy apartment complexes. Complexes.
Make money.
Apartments. Buy apartments.
I got you.
Because there's a lot of money in that. So I don't want to.
But you have a shit ton of money. You wouldn't necessarily.
But you want to keep that shit ton of money. Because you want to pass it on to your grandkids, to your
fuck
sons,
that.
Your daughters.
No, fuck that.
Future muskies.
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm saying.
You can't take it with you.
I would want my great grandchildren to grow up saying they inherited money. From their great grandfather.
They don't learn how to make their own money. They don't learn how to win the lottery like their grandpa did.
So why? Like, I mean, why would you care? What the fuck? What the fuck? Your grandkids and great grandkids.
Because
do?
That's
like
they don't even.
You'll be dead by then. Like who?
Yeah,
like, who
could, but like, it's nice. You could leave something for them.
What if you changed their. Their life to where they just become like drug addicts and like fucking like just
they squander the money.
Yeah, they squander the money and
yeah, you got a point there. And I'm with Alex on the cars thing. I'd buy me.
I'd
buy me a shitload of cars. It'd be a lot of Civics.
I'd buy head on 65 Civics.
It'd be a lot of Civics.
Yeah. I don't know. So
that would be you.
I would do that for my friends if I won the lottery because I love cars so much. I'd buy cars for my friends because I'd buy
what I would
Alex,
do.
I'd buy little Alex a four door Jeep because he likes four door Jeeps.
Yeah.
I'd buy head on 65 Riviera because he likes Rivieras.
Yeah, no, that's fine. No, I would do something.
I'd buy head a totally. Chevy Tahoe. He can have sex in the back.
You say you do something different. Can I say something before you do?
No.
Yeah, and then he doesn't remember. It loses his sock.
Yeah, his socks are all wet. Because I'm gonna fight.
So
I'm gonna fight. I'm gonna.
Now this was a idea from a friend of ours.
I would do. Oh, I'm not done talking about what I would do with my money. I gotta finish.
Please,
I would definitely do a fucking big ass trip. And I would pay everybody so they could miss 2-3 weeks of work.
That's it?
Man.
Yeah, no shit. Right, I thought you were...
Okay. I want more.
What happened?
I want more.
A month.
Give me more.
Hey, I'm greedy.
That's
I'm
why
greedy.
You do... Hey, Alex, look.
I want more.
You trust.
Whatever. I'd figure out what would be an acceptable time for y'all, and we'd go out and fucking...
At least I'm good for me because you're fucking rich.
Big group
we're
of
rich.
People with all the kids, and we'd go party somewhere for like a month straight, I guess.
Damn.
Well, what if I want to party for 2 months straight?
then you keep
this
on.
This is what I mean by like you got to be selfish with your shit. You play.
No,
the
you know what? You know what?
I don't not for everybody else.
I don't think I'd be selfish. I think I would take a certain group of people with me.
Yeah,
but
they
wouldn't be like my posse where I always got to give them money. I'd be like, no, dude, you still got to work. But when it's time to have fun,
fuck
you can come with me.
Fuck
here,
yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Why can't you give me more?
I'll tell you this as family. When someone gets rich or there's somebody who's making a lot of money, I've always been the guy that's been like, that's your fucking thing. If you want to take me with you, I'll go with you. If you're my brother-in-law, I'm not going to expect you to be like, I'm going to take you on a fucking
okay, cruise. I'm going to take Mondo. Thank yeah, you. That saves me some money.
I'd be like, well, he didn't want to take me. I don't know.
And you're not going to take Jeff, so
he's
okay.
Off the talented slack.
No, I would take Jeff because he's a smart one, and I need a white, smart person.
I need a,
oh, you know what? No, I'll take my friend David from work.
Hold on.
No,
dude. You have enough money. No, hold on. You have enough money to find smarter people than yes. The people that you know now.
No, shut up. Shut up, Harris.
You could take Brett.
Yeah. I could get Brent.
I don't know. His fucking thing didn't work.
Get Brant or whatever the
fuck. Fuck Brent.
Yeah, what were you gonna say, Harry? We were talking.
No, I thought you were gonna say. Something
I do have
first.
Something to say. We kept going back and forth. So,
I told you I was gonna forget. So.
We were talking about outside the box kind of idea as far as spending your money, and another friend of ours brought this to my attention years ago when I had a sweet escort. Wagon,
yes.
And he said he's like, if I won the lottery, he's like, I'm gonna buy that car from you, and I'm gonna fix it up for no fucking reason, like put like you know everything like from the interior,
like pick my ride.
Yeah, like I mean, like yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be exhibit.
Except the engine would probably still run. You know they like did never fucking fix the cars.
No,
like,
they just made it look nice. Like, yeah.
So do all that shit, but actually make it run nice and all that, but put wheels on it, all that, and he's like, and then he was gonna give it back to me.
That's funny.
Oh, that was gonna be, but that was probably. No. I don't know if that was all he was gonna give me, but I would be very grateful.
I like that idea because, okay. So if I'm not gonna be selfish, if you know somebody's gonna want something, I'm gonna give them some like fucked up shit, you know. Like broke down ass car, you know. Like here's this.
You wouldn't fix the car.
Here's a shitty ass little house. Like shut the fuck up. Like leave me alone. I gave you something. Yeah.
Would you?
It's more than what you had.
Would you go to the junkyards and get him off the don't do not?
So yeah.
Would you take care of your parents?
Shitty ass. Well, of course. Why wouldn't I?
I'm just curious. Would you?
Would you buy?
What would you do for your parents?
My parents.
What would you do for your mom?
My parents had sex to have me. So.
Oh my god.
They put in some work for me to make me. So I will return that favor.
You're
somehow.
Gonna have sex with them?
Did not say that.
That's so what it sounded like you were going with.
That's not what I'm saying. I would repay them and
by having sex with somebody
gold
else?
Coins.
I would find
something for them.
He'd go find their own Tahoe and buy it back.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Here you go.
A clean one, yeah.
Without the stains?
The stains without are gone. The wet socks.
Oh, God. It sounds like you were like, you would invest like in a coin collection for them or something like that. Something that really wouldn't get them any money, but you're just like, here's something nice.
I would take care of my parents. Yeah, yeah. I would.
You buy dinner every
once in a while? I wouldn't be that selfish.
I'll
take you guys out to like Chili's.
I'd take them to Sizzler.
I fucking fed you that one time. Out of all the times you fed me.
I think with me, it's like, it's harder as far as family. Because I have such a huge family. Like my dad's side.
You wouldn't take
huge.
Them to Chili's?
I'd take care of your sisters.
I'd be, fuck you.
I hope they don't listen.
As far as like, Hedda says, as far as being greedy, I'd be greedy with like the extended family. Like the favorite cousins, yeah. But like.
Nah, but like, see, that's the thing,
family,
though.
I'd help the immediate family.
I would take care like of everybody in my family that didn't treat me or Tisha differently through our hard times.
But do you have a huge family?
The thing is, though, like, even if you try to control it, like, you know.
You'd have to set limits.
I'm only going to take care of this people, these people, these people. You're still going to have, like, outsiders. You'll have people that want to, like, try to, like.
Are they gonna
kill you?
Yeah. No, that's true.
Like it's happened, right? Yeah. Like it's yeah. That's
so
like real life.
That brings up a good topic. Okay, so we talk about winning the lottery and winning it big. But have you looked at how many people die?
Yeah.
Or how many people like
yeah,
their
the
lives
are
they take their own lives?
They, their
yeah,
lives
they
get
take
ruined
their own lives?
Because
yeah,
of the lottery.
They didn't set up trust.
Is it or not even that? Like, I mean, how what
they didn't set up trust?
They didn't buy,
that's why they died.
Ford, they didn't buy 32 Ford pickup trucks or whatever the fuck he said.
No, but like what
he
Mono
said
earlier, what Mono said earlier about being paranoid. I've seen stories of people who are like, they're so fucking paranoid, they don't leave their house.
I think if you move to a rich area,
it's like they're on drugs. Like the money is a drug.
Yes.
if you move to a rich area where the economics were the same as yours. I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, but the thing is like I've heard also like when you do that, the people in those neighborhoods, they don't look at you the same because you didn't earn that money.
No. You're new money. You're so, like so, Titanic. Like
yeah, but you're an outsider. You're an outsider.
Like
yeah.
that fat lady.
You're not
Titanic. Kathy Bates.
Yeah, you're Kathy not Bates. In with them. Yeah, Kathy Bates was new money, so
she
they treated
hits
her differently.
People in the yes. fucking yeah, right. foot with a sledgehammer. By
what
the way,
what are they doing over there?
They're talking about how they're going to drag each other off.
Oh, is
oh so hey, do y'all want to hear my jack off story?
Not right now, dude. Come
not
on,
right
dude.
Now. Later.
No, you know what?
What?
The jack off stories would come like if it was the opposite of like winning the lottery. What if you were like broke? What if you go homeless? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No money.
No so, money at
so,
all.
Sure, so you're now we're doing 180.
Yeah, whole
we're doing,
180.
We're doing the whole yeah, 180.
We're doing idea. A 360.
Then I jack
is
off
it,
anywhere.
Is it 360? No, 360 is like you come back around. Stop confusing me.
I'm not a mathematician, damn it.
I think the...
Yeah, I can't mathematize.
I think right the... I think the poor stories need to wait for the next episode. All right, guys. I think we're going to... Like I said, we're going to bring this up to... we're going to wrap this up already.
Bring it
I want to thank everybody for listening again. Once again, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, make sure you check our Twitter out. Follow us, tweet us, give us some feedback. At DBYT Podcast. Also, check out our website, dbyt.simplecast.fm.
No.
It's
drink. Well, drink before you think.
Drink before you think. Simplecast.fm.
I'm sorry, I've had a couple of beers.
But also, did we mention at the beginning that we're on Spotify now?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I didn't. We're on Spotify.
All those.
We're on Apple iTunes. We're on Google Music. We're on all the major things. If you're listening to this by now, then you found us already.
All those links are on the website. So
correct. So check them out. I want to do another special shout out to our guest, Armando from the Talented Slackers podcast.
Appreciate you.
That I'm a part of as well. I think this was a very good first guest, the fact that we worked together on another podcast. Armando, I'm going to let you handle this. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the podcast we do together?
Well, I mean, if you listen to us, Talented Slackers podcast on iTunes.
No, I love it because
I love your voice.
Armando.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little different than from the Talented Slackers.
I would say right now, the Talented Slackers audience have never heard Armando before.
No, I wouldn't say they have. That's like, yo, you know, no, I'm just kidding. No, we talk about movies and shit. You know, Alex knows we fucking watch a movie. Like, I don't know when this airs. I think it'd be like yours or Gilbert's
picks. Yeah.
By then. But we just talk about fucking movies and shit. We don't talk about like what y'all talk about.
No, correct. No, it's just talk it's about a movies. It's a strictly a movie podcast.
Yeah.
We pick a movie, we watch it, and we talk about the movie, and then during while watching the movie, we'll talk about stuff that reminds us about exactly. that movie or things that happened in our life when that movie came
by
out.
By the way, Hedda, me, I have been on two of the episodes.
Yes,
on
you
the
have.
Slackers.
Yes, you have.
Training Day and
I've drank on both of those, by
you
the way.
Have. Yes. You have. Yes.
Where can we find the podcast where we
you
do?
You can find us on Twitter on at Talented Slacker without the S. If you have any feedback or any shit like that, you can just I'll answer back and everything. And
where can we find you, Mondo?
You can find me on Twitter at manbat33. I'm always posting shit about movies and stuff.
Yeah, you're very good with the Twitter.
Oh yeah,
I have a question. Like
the Twitter,
we let Mondo be on. You know, drink before you think. Like, why haven't I been on Talented Slackers? I like movies, and Jeffy really likes movies. He's the best,
and I'm sure. And I'm sure they've told Mondo that I would probably know more than about the movie.
Oh God!
Jeff did not say that.
That's why.
I think this is jerks.
That's why. That's exactly why we have not been guests on Talented Slackers.
I think this is one of those things where we had to invite him to our house first before he invites us to his house or y'all.
I have to see how y'all work.
Bullshit. I call bullshit.
I'd have to see how y'all work before I could.
Fuck you, bullshit.
Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fucking fun.
Yeah. Are you done drinking?
No.
Oh my god! Look at his voice. I'm fucking, just like,
I'm fucking drinking till the night ends.
There you go. That's the way we do it here.
That's right.
Hey, we're actually losing an hour.
Oh yeah, on Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
This might be a little bit outdated by the time it comes out, yeah, but this is going to be interesting tomorrow morning.
Daylight savings.
Sunday.
No, dude,
what,
Sunday.
No, it's Saturday night.
Saturday night.
What's Saturday? It's Sunday morning is when it changes.
Oh, today's Friday.
We're recording
explain
on a
yourself.
Friday.
I forgot. Yeah. It's because I worked.
Explain
today.
Yourself. What are we doing again?
Daylight.
No. Hold on. You said we were losing what now?
An hour of sleep.
And how does that? How does that happen?
It's daylight savings.
Okay, but they jumped the time forward.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine.
What are you trying to get to?
Our international.
Like, that's not a real thing. Like, I don't see it as being a real thing.
You who made that?
Are you a flat earther as well?
I am. Who made that up, by the way? Republicans?
I don't know. Farmers or some shit? I don't know.
And just so you know, I hope.
I think it was farmers.
I know none of y'all played the lottery tonight, but I hope y'all win the lottery.
Yes,
tonight.
Definitely. Good luck. If you win it.
I hope we do too, guys. We. I hope we win
if
the lottery.
If anybody wins, send us some money this way. But other than that, we'll see you. I guess you'll hear from us next time.
Yeah. 180, because we're going to be poor next time.
360.
No, it's 180.
Both. We'll do a 420.
I'm poor, bitch. Okay.